What I love about being up here is that we get to see people who oftentimes we just speak to on the telephone. Now, look, speaking to folks, to interviewing them on the telephone after all these years, it's not a big deal. It's great. But it's nice to see people. And so we are indeed happy to welcome Garrick Rochow, the Consumers Energy President and CEO, who I've just found that, unlike me, he loves getting up early in the morning.
Paul W., this is, first of all, thanks for having me on the show, but this is the absolute best spot, 6:20 a.m. I love this time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, and he says he gets up early on the weekend as well. His assistant, Katie, who's here, her job was to deliver him here. Job well done, Katie. And apparently it's not difficult for you because she wasn't knocking on your door saying, get up, we've got to go. You were up and singing with the birds. You've got a big job, and it's a job that's been under a microscope a lot lately. And let's talk about some of the other things other than, let's face it, reliability, outages, underground wires. These are things that we want to talk about. But overall, let's talk a little bit about economic development and how you're very much involved with that. And let's face it, new companies, as well as the ones that are here now, are not going to stick around or come here if we don't have reliable electrical power.
Yeah. So we're a Michigan-based company, as you know, Paul W. We love Michigan. We love when our communities have an opportunity to grow, whether that's a small business or a very large one. And so we're all in when it comes to economic growth and development. And to your point, companies have choices. They can locate anywhere in the world, anywhere in the U.S., North America. And so Michigan has to be open for business, and our governor's done a great job with that. Quentin's done a great job with that, a lot of regional economic development organizations. But electric plays an important role. It's one of the first questions that are asked. And so we've created an economic development rate that's a really low-cost way for these suppliers to get energy. We've reduced the cost, upfront cost for substations and wires. They want to invest in the business. They don't want to invest in the wires. And so that brings down the cost. Green energy is another form. A lot of these companies are asking about green energy, and we have that here in the state to be able to offer. And so there's a number of tools we've put in place, but it's great to see Michigan grow, the jobs grow here.
You know, the green energy, clean energy, call it what you will, has caught on with your customers. And I never expected to hear about this, but I have, that your customers are basically demanding clean energy and green energy.
Yeah, they expect it.
These
large companies, particularly that are, you know, we've talked about Ford, Goshen, others, that's a requirement. They're asking for 100% renewable energy. The good thing is we offer that. Seeing more and more, particularly our large scale customers, asking for it. One, because there's sustainability requirements. And then two, from business perspective, it provides a financial hedge as well.
You mentioned electric vehicles, and yeah, they're coming. There's no way around it. I have my own thoughts about that one way or another, but one of the big thoughts that a lot of people have is, do we have a grid that can sustain everything being electric, including our vehicles? And then how reliable is that grid?
Electric vehicles across at least our service territory grew 20% year over year. So that transition is well underway. And as we build out the grid and refine it for the future, you bet we're building an additional capacity in there for electric vehicles. And what we find, those that drive EVs, 90% of them charge at night when use is down. And it's a great time to charge at lower cost at charging at night. So encouraging when people charge is just as important as the infrastructure.
So you're pretty set and pretty sure. Garrick Rochow with us, the Consumers Energy President and CEO. The reliability thing you feel pretty good about.
Our job one is to improve electric reliability, and no doubt there's been a number of customers that experienced disruption this year. And again, I send my apologies now to those that have long outages. And it's job one. It is our priority one to improve the grid, and we're working on that. In 2022, we saw a 20% improvement in our reliability performance. 96% of customers were restored within 24 hours, but it's still not good enough. We have more work to do, and we're making those investments across the electric grid.
And as lay people, we say some of the stuff to us that appears to be just obvious, and that is underground wires. But, I mean, that, just saying it doesn't magically make the wires go underground.
That's right. We're working on what we call selective undergrounding. You put it in the right place to improve the reliability and further resiliency of the electric grid. And we're working with the Michigan Public Service Commission to get that approved.
So what are you saying? Are you saying we're on the road to underground wires?
We are definitely on the road to undergrounding parts of our electric system. We want to get about 400 miles a year across our system. Again, it's about 100,000 miles in total. So it's small in the nature of things, but it's an improvement opportunity.
It's a beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a beginning.
It's a beginning.
And that's all we can ask for. Well, nice of you to come by. We'll remember you like the early hours, the early shift. Garrick Rochow, the Consumers Energy President and CEO, thanks for all the good news.
Yes. Thanks, Paul W.
We appreciate it. Now he's probably going to go run somewhere or do something spectacular as we continue.